Hello, my name is Arnav Kare, and today we'll be seeing if time travel is possible. Today, I'll be showing you some evidence we have of time travel possibly existing. Hopefully, you guys will enjoy it. The first one we'll be getting into is the Charlie Chaplin extras. In one of the episodes of Charlie Chaplin, an old woman is seen using her mobile phone in the short clip from the DVD extras. The film is called The Circus and was made in 1928. It was almost spotted a century later by George Clark in 2010. Back there in 1928, phones weren't even a thing. People say that it could be possibly a hearing instrument that was patented in 1924 or a 3/4A audio carbon hearing aid. But that might be unlikely depending on if it's a time travel or not. The next one we have is a story about a guy that possibly time traveled. In 1935, there was a possible time slip from the Air Marshal Sir Robert Victor Goddard, who was a former Air Force station in Drem Armfield. He was a wing commander in 1935, but he ran into trouble while flying his biplane when there was heavy rain pouring. So he decided to fly back to Drem to get his bearings. So when he approached the airfield, the rain abruptly changed to bright sunlight. And apparently, when he looked down, he saw the airfield had completely been renovated, was now in use. There was now mechanical people in blue overalls walking around and four yellow planes parked on the runway. One of these was a model for all which aviation experience he completely failed to recognize. The crazy thing is that 4 years later, the RAF began to paint their planes yellow and use mechanical uniforms which are switched to blue. So he possibly could have predicted the future and end up in a time slip. Lastly, I want to talk about this guy in this picture who seems extremely weird. This guy is known as the Time Traveling Hipster, and he is from the reopening ceremony of the South Fork Bridge in Gold Bridge, British Columbia. He is depicted as a person who wore sunglasses to the ceremony. He wore a camera around his neck, and he wore a graphic tee, which is sort of odd because everyone else around him was wearing suits and ties and hats. Now we will get someone else's opinion on whether he thinks that time travel exists.
I believe that time travel is not real because there's no reasonable way or explanation for how someone can go forward in time or go back in time.